I've watched you grow up, Perrit. Always there, dutiful and kind. Now look at you, with a fine mate like Dwink, and a lovely little daughter. Now you must tell me, do you think that there is enough on your plate, or would you like to help me? Think now. You do not have to answer right away.
Perrit looked puzzled, but answered promptly.
I don't have to think, Father. If it concerns you or the Abbey, I would do anything cheerfully.
Glisson cupped her face fondly in his old paws.
Would you like to become Mother Abbess of Redwall?
Twink rushed forward, hugging Perrit.
Of course she would. My Perrit would be a great abbess.
Sister Violet was holding little Missy. She scrambled from Violet's lap, flinging herself upon her mother.
My mammy dabbess!
Dwink swung his little daughter in the air, laughing.
Can't argue with that, can you?
Bosey was heard to murmur to form old Gurpaw.
Oh, it grieves me sad to say, but that's two good positions I've lost now, friar and abbot.
The mole muttered back consolingly.
But you bait lasted your appetite, sir.
The Laird of Bolaney sniffed into his lace kerchief.
Thank you, sir. I've always had a braw appetite. That's why my grandfather banished me from Bolaney Castle.
Perrit stayed crouching by Glisson's chair, feeling bound to ask the question.
Are you sure this is what you want, Father?
He replied without hesitation.
I'm certain. Oh, and from now on you can forget my titles. I'm just plain old Glisson. To you and all your abbey beasts.
The pretty squirrel wife pondered his words.
All my abbey beasts? That's a great responsibility. But what will you do now, Father Glisson?
Again, there was no hesitation but the answer.
I'm going to be the abbey teacher. It's always been a dream of mine to educate our young ones. Aye, and some of the not-so-young, Humphrey Spickle.
The big hedgehog saluted.
You called me, sir?
The old dormouse took Humphrey's paw firmly.
Your education commences when we return to the abbey. I'll instruct you in reading and writing. Is that clear?
Humphrey nodded dutifully.
Aye, sir. When will that be?
Glisson shrugged.
'Tis not my decision any more. Ask your new abbess. She'll tell you.
Humphrey turned to Perrit.
Mother Abbess?
She felt like giggling as he made his request. Humphrey was 3 seasons older than Perrit. Yes, he was calling her mother. Perrit composed herself, speaking calmly.
We've been here 3 days now. What do you think?
Feeling much like a counsellor, Dwink scratched his bushy tail thoughtfully.
Oh, another 2 days would be good.
Little Mitty tugged at her mother's pinafore.
3 days! I stays another 3 days, Mother.
Unable to resist, Perrit hugged her baby.
3 days it is then, Miss. Any more questions? Is every beast happy with our decision?
Double left off brewing fresh mint tea.
Mother Abbess, Logalog Garrel and his Gowsome left 3 seasons ago, but Garrel promised to visit Redwall 5 seasons hence. That means he'll be coming to our abbey this coming winter. Abbot Glisson said they could. Will you still honour the arrangement?
Perrit was very fond of the young friar. She took his paws affectionately.
But of course, it goes without saying, Friar Double. Any beast, no matter who, providing they are good at heart, is welcome to visit the abbey. They may stay as long as they please. Our gates are open to all who come in peace any time. It has always been the custom at Redwall, and I fully intend to honour it.
Glisson settled back in the wheelchair and closed his eyes, dozing off in the warm noontide sun. A feeling of peaceful contentment fell over the old dormouse. He had chosen well. His beloved abbey was in good and wise paws.